Hey, it's Ron Jacobs for Endpoint TV. Are you ever annoyed by WF or WCF? I mean, let's talk honestly for a minute. These are products that you probably use. If you're watching Endpoint TV, obviously you used a workflow or WCF, and sometimes there's just things you find annoying. I mean, like maybe there's something that the product doesn't do that you think it should, or there's something it does but you hate the way it does it, or you hate the way the API works, or whatever. I mean, there's lots of things that annoy us about products. And, you know, the truth is, even for those of us who work on the team, we get annoyed by these things as well. In fact, there's probably a lot of things we would like to fix. But there's a reality, right? The reality is there's new versions of things coming out. There's new scenarios, new requirements. There's work items that are scheduled. We do software development day in, day out, just like you do. And you know that you can't always go back and make everything better. So the question is, what are we to do about this? Now, a lot of times what I do is I just sit down and one day I was working on workflow and I decided to log bugs about every annoying thing I could think of in the workflow designer. So I logged bugs about all of them. And then what happens is these bugs go to the team that owns that particular thing, whether it's a workflow designer or workflow runtime or WCF messaging framework or whatever. And the team looks at these issues and then they have this debate like, well, okay, yeah, that's a good point. He's got a point there. That is annoying. And every time we make a decision to fix something, we run some risk, right? Like we might break some compatibility or we might risk some other new feature that we're going to add because we're spending time fixing some old things. So it's challenging to go make a decision to go back and fix something. So very often, what the team will say is, you know, Ron, that is annoying, but we're just not sure if people really care. Maybe you're the only guy who thinks about this. And I can understand that. That's true. Maybe I am the only guy who thinks this way. Wouldn't it be great if we had some way where you could tell us if you were annoyed by these things too? Truth is, there is a way. Now, I put it on my blog today, and guess what? This way has been around for a long, long, long time. And it's here on the connect.microsoft.com feedback center. So if you go to connect.microsoft.com/WF or WCF, you can get to the feedback center. So if you click the feedback link here, you get to this page. And this shows things that people have been asking for. And there's two categories of things. There's bugs and suggestions. So if you're working with something and you think, wow, that's a bug, then you can log a bug. If you think it's just something you'd like to suggest that you want to ask for, you should just put it in here. Now, I encourage you, before you go put something in, you should kind of search through. You can search the feedback. You can look and see if somebody else has already reported it. So like here's a guy who's asking to support nested types in WF4. So he noticed that if you work with strongly typed data sets, they create nested types, and that the type selector doesn't support nested types. And so he says, well, I think that's annoying. I want you to fix it. Great. If you agree, then you can come here and you can vote on this and say, yeah, that's important to me. You can add it to your watch list. If you know some way to work around the problem, you could put view workarounds, or you can add one. So there's no workarounds for this right now that he's got in there, right? So that would be one way to do it. The other thing you can do is you can look at the things that are resolved. So let's see. Here's one, an endless loop in Workflow Designer. All right. So here's a guy that is commenting on the fact that if you're designing an activity, you can't drop that activity in your activity. Because, but if you had something that where you wanted to support recursion, where my activity called my activity to do something else, you can't really do it with the designer. It's something I had never thought of before. But the team looked at that and they resolved this as deferred. So you can see up here it's closed as deferred, which means, we think that's a reasonable thing to do and we're not going to do it right now, but we might do it in the future. Okay, so if you think that's important, even though it's already closed, you should come on here and vote that this is important. Why? Because what happens is if I can go to them and say, hey, here's this really annoying thing. And by the way, on the Connect Center, 100 people said, yeah, that's annoying. I wish you guys would fix that. Then, you know, we'd have some great feedback. Now, this thing has been around a long time. In fact, if we look at the feedback here, we see the very first one, Test 101, from Paul Andrew in May of 2006. Paul used to be the product manager for Workflow when he created this forum. May of 2006, this thing has been around. And honestly, there's just not that much feedback here. Just not very much. So we can do better, right? We can do better. You have things that are annoying, not just about WF, but WCF as well. Just come here, submit your issues, vote on issues, tell us what you think. It's your voice. It's just like voting for politicians. If you don't use your voice, you get what you get, right? Tell us what's important to you. Help us to make the products better so we can fix them for you. For Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.